Second Chronicles, Chapter 9. And when the queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon, she came to test Solomon with hard questions at Jerusalem, with a very great company, and camels that bore spices, and gold in abundance, and precious stones. And when she had come to Solomon, she spoke with him of all that was in her heart. And Solomon answered her all her questions, and there was nothing hid from Solomon which he answered her not. And when the queen of Sheba had seen the wisdom of Solomon, and the house that he had built, and the food of his table, and the seating of his officials, and the attendance of his servants, and their apparel, his cupbearers also, and their apparel, and his entryway by which he went up into the house of the Lord, there was no more spirit in her. And she said to the king, "It was a true report which I heard in my own land of your acts, and of your wisdom. However, I believed not their words, until I came, and my eyes had seen it, and, behold, the one half of the greatness of your wisdom was not told me, for you exceed the fame that I heard. Happy are your men, and happy are these your servants, who stand continually before you, and hear your wisdom. Blessed be the Lord your God, who delighted in you to set you on his throne, to be king for the Lord your God, because your God loved Israel, to establish them forever. Therefore he made you king over them, to do justice and righteousness." And she gave the king 120 talents of gold, and spices in great abundance, and precious stones. Neither were there any such spices as the queen of Sheba gave King Solomon. And the servants also of Huram, and the servants of Solomon, who brought gold from Ophir, brought algum wood and precious stones. And the king made of the algum wood steps to the house of the Lord, and to the king's palace, and harps and lyres for the singers, and there were none such seen before in the land of Judah. And King Solomon gave to the queen of Sheba all her desire, whatsoever she asked, more than that which she had brought unto the king. So she turned, and went away to her own land, she and her servants. Now the weight of gold that came to Solomon in 1 year was 666 talents of gold, besides that which traders and merchants brought. And all the kings of Arabia and governors of the country brought gold and silver to Solomon. And King Solomon made 200 large shields of hammered gold, 600 shekels of hammered gold went to each large shield. And 300 shields made he of hammered gold, 300 shekels of gold went to one shield. And the king put them in the house of the forest of Lebanon. Moreover, the king made a great throne of ivory, and overlaid it with pure gold. And there were 6 steps to the throne, with a footstool of gold, which were fastened to the throne, and armrests on each side of the seat, and 2 lions standing by the armrests. And 12 lions stood there, one on each side upon the 6 steps. There was not the like of which made in any kingdom. And all the drinking vessels of King Solomon were of gold, and all the vessels of the house of the forest of Lebanon were of pure gold, none were of silver, for it was not counted as anything in the days of Solomon. For the king's ships went to Tarshish with the servants of Huram. Once every 3 years came the ships of Tarshish bringing gold, and silver, ivory, and apes, and peacocks. And King Solomon passed all the kings of the earth in riches and wisdom. And all the kings of the earth sought the presence of Solomon, to hear his wisdom, that God had put in his heart. And they brought every man his present, articles of silver, and articles of gold, and raiment, armor, and spices, horses, and mules, a set rate year by year. And Solomon had 4,000 stalls for horses and chariots, and 12,000 horsemen, whom he stationed in the chariot cities, and with the king at Jerusalem. And he reigned over all the kings from the river even unto the land of the Philistines, and to the border of Egypt. And the king made silver in Jerusalem as common as stones, and cedar trees made he as the sycamore trees that are in the low plains in abundance. And they brought unto Solomon horses out of Egypt, and out of all lands. Now the rest of the acts of Solomon, first and last, are they not written in the book of Nathan the prophet, and in the prophecy of Ahijah the Shilonite, and in the visions of Iddo the seer concerning Jeroboam the son of Nebat? And Solomon reigned in Jerusalem over all Israel 40 years. And Solomon slept with his fathers, and he was buried in the city of David his father, and Rehoboam his son reigned in his stead.